extended periods of time, I mean, it's just it's coming naturally now. I'm out there playing and not just thinking about what I'm supposed to do. I'm out there playing and reacting instead of just thinking and running to the ball.
So. How bizarre was it on that next last drive where they got all those flags in a row right in front of the goal line?
It was kind of bizarre. We kind of got bailed out there. I mean, they got I think it was two holdings. So I mean. They got a holding, so I mean, that's kind of explains why they got the long runs they did on those two plays. I mean, if the line is going to hold, then I mean, they're going to break tackles or break through. And I'm thankful for the refs that they called, they seen it and called it, because I mean, we needed it. So,
did you see their player pick up the flag, and what was your reaction to that? Did you catch that all?
I didn't. I saw it a little bit. I turned around. I seen the flag in the player's hand. I was like, what's going on? But I didn't pay no attention to it. I was just trying to figure out what the flag was, get my guys rallied up on defense and get what we needed to correct on their play fixed, so we didn't let it happen again, because it happened twice. And I was like, oh, nah, we got to get this correct. And the second time I seen the guy pick up the flag, I was like, I was trying to get my guys rallied up. So we corrected it and got him off the field. And I really wanted the safety, but got him off the field. So,
how much did you guys need this win as a team?
It was a must win for our guys. Like, we have a lot of Kansas guys, like I said earlier, on the team that emotionally needed this win. Just go home and talk to their friends or whatever. So I personally went out there and played for those guys. So I mean, I wanted to get the win for those guys from Kansas, because I know how it would feel if we played Georgia, and I would want that win really bad. So I went out there and played for those guys, man. So